Harry gave up trying to make them talk to each other, and devoted himself to examining the firebolt, which he had brought down to the common room with him. For some reason, this seemed to annoy Hermione as well. She didn't say anything, but she kept looking darkly at the broom, as though it too had been criticizing her cat. At lunchtime, they went down to the great hall to find that the house tables had been moved against the walls again, and that a single table, set for 12, stood in the middle of the room. Professors Dumbledore, McGonagall, Snape, Sprout, and Flitwick were there, along with Filch, the caretaker, who had taken off his usual brown coat and was wearing a very old and rather mouldy-looking tailcoat. There were only three other students, two extremely nervous-looking first-years, and a sullen-faced Slytherin fifth year. "Merry Christmas!" said Dumbledore, as Harry, Ron, and Hermione approached the table. "As there are so few of us, it seemed foolish to use the house tables. Sit down, sit down." Harry, Ron, and Hermione sat down side by side at the end of the table. "Crackers!" said Dumbledore enthusiastically, offering the end of a large silver one to Snape, who took it reluctantly and tugged. With a bang like a gunshot, the cracker flew apart to reveal a large, pointed witch's hat topped with a stuffed vulture. Harry, remembering the boggart, caught Ron's eye, and they both grinned. Snape's mouth thinned, and he pushed the hat towards Dumbledore, who swapped it for his wizard's hat at once. "Tuck in," he advised the table, beaming around.